The Navy and FBI are recovering the remains of the Chinese balloon shot down off the Atlantic coast last week. And in Washington, members of Congress got a closed-door briefing on what the government's learning. We'll get to China's response in a second. But first, here's NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
What is the Biden administration now saying about the balloon and what it was doing?
Well, they're putting up more and more information as the days go by. The administration has said that an American U-2 spy plane did a flyby of this Chinese balloon before it was shot down, got images of it. The U.S. says that this Chinese balloon had several antennas. It was carrying gear that was likely capable of collecting and geolocating communications, so spying on American communications. The Navy, the Coast Guard, and the FBI are in the process, as you said, of recovering the remains of what was shot down. This is off the coast of South Carolina. FBI officials say that as of yesterday, only what was on the ocean surface has been recovered. They say that the balloon canopy, some wire, and a very small amount of electronics. Everything else is still on the ocean floor, and that includes the main bulk, the main electronic equipment that was being carried by this balloon. Now, the FBI is in the process of recovering all this, getting it back to the FBI lab at Quantico for analysis, and that's going to take some time.
Mm-hmm. The White House says the balloon is part of a global fleet of more than 36 Chinese surveillance balloons around the world. What more do we know there?
That's right. The U.S. says the Chinese balloons have flown over more than 40 countries on 5 continents, part of, as you said, a fleet that the U.S. says China is developing and has developed for spying purposes. The U.S. says that often the Chinese military is the organization that is directing how these balloons are being used. And the administration says that the U.S. has identified the company that's making the balloons, and they say that this company is directly linked to the Chinese military.
Yeah. Okay. And in a couple seconds, lawmakers got a briefing yesterday. What more do they want to know?
Well, they want to know everything that they can. As I said, the administration is pumping out more information, but suspicions run deep right now on Capitol Hill, on both sides of the aisle about China. So as much information as lawmakers can get, that's what they want.
NPR's Ryan Lucas, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, let's look at how China is responding. We have NPR international correspondent Emily Feng joining us from Taiwan. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Scott.
Beijing at first used the word regret about this balloon incident. Now the tone seems to have changed, that China is a victim of, quote, information warfare and could take further actions. Why the harder line?
Well, they don't want to give an official apology, but they've also been relatively restrained. You know, they did say they regretted the fact that what they called a civilian airship accidentally ventured into U.S. airspace. That in and of itself was notable. And although China has taken this more hostile line, they've continued to insist this was a civilian airship and not there for surveillance. China has been actually quite cautious in trying to manage this, but they also don't want to back down for their domestic audience.
Emily, you have been looking into what China might be doing with these high-altitude balloons, something called near-space technology?
Yes. There's actually a lot that military researchers and state scientists have put out about near-space technology, in particular for not just a surveillance capacity, but a military and offensive capacity with regards to something called hypersonic weapons. I talked to a consultant named William Kim. He works with the Marathon Initiative, which is a think tank in D.C., and this is what he said about why the Chinese are interested in near-space technology.
You want to hit something like aircraft carriers or any other target that's moving, you would absolutely need some sort of surveillance method to some sort of sensor to see it. You would also need a way to communicate that to the hypersonic missile, and then you can shoot at it.
In other words, these balloons are important because they let next generation weapons, hypersonic weapons, get data from on the ground so they can be more accurate in targeting. China is developing these technologies because they talk about how they're trying to play catch up to other countries like the US and Israel. So China is not the only one that's doing this.
And Emily, this incident came just as the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, was to go to China. That meeting is off for now. And China apparently didn't pick up the phone a few days ago when the Secretary of Defense call to talk about this. How do Chinese leaders, Chinese analysts think about the state now of China-U.S. relations?
It's in a deep freeze. And it's ironic that we're in this deep freeze right now, just at the moment where Secretary of State Blinken was supposed to go to China so that there could be more, as the State Department has called it, guardrails in the relationship to prevent a situation like this from happening in the first place. But there are no guardrails and there's no playbook for what either side should do to signal that they're ready to talk again.
And here's Emily Feng in Taiwan. Emily, thanks as always.
Thanks, Scott.